from the trails, woods, and waters of the Great Lakes State to the Michigan Talk Network. It's Wild Michigan with your host, Duran Martinez.
Welcome to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez. Here we are, mid-October. And, oh, man, the bow season's on. They're doing some waterfowl hunting. My good friend Hunter Engel and his group at Best Chance Outdoors. Of course, the same guys from Best Chance Charters out doing some hunting. And we've seen some cool things from them. So hopefully we'll get Hunter on the phone here before long. But we're going to quickly thank our friends at Conquest Sense for bringing you another week of Wild Michigan, makers of VS1. And, of course, Evercalm, Sense in a Stick, and Vaporizing Sense. Make sure you check them out. ConquestSense.com, located right here in Davidson, Michigan. A link to their website on our website, WildMichiganRadio.com. You can pick up our podcast there as well. Our friends at United Deer Farmers of Michigan helping us out, as well as Not Just Guns. We'll talk to Mike Green in just a few minutes as well, as we are getting ready to do a live broadcast out there on Election Day, believe it or not. And there's going to be good reason for that. We'll talk about it in a little bit. But right now we're talking to our good friend Tom Nelson, host of the American Archer on the Outdoor Channel, out doing some bow hunting himself, kind of a bow hunting camp, if you will. Tom, welcome, sir. And real quickly, we talked a little bit yesterday off air, about, you know, normally we're in this time of the October lull and whatnot, but the weather has not been that really weird warm that we have this part of October. We've had cold, we have rain, we had wind, and I've not seen that dive. Tom, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good, Duran. It's great to be on today. Thank you for having me.
Now, let's talk a little bit, tell people about the October lull that bow hunters see in most cases.
Yeah, whether it's a scientific phenomenon or what, I have my own theories. But every year, you know, the first 5-10 days of October is pretty good hunting. And people see deer. A lot of nice bucks are bagged. A lot of deer, period, are tagged. And a big part of that is that they've been, for the most part, undisturbed and are still, you know, moving in with their daily patterns and habits that we've looked at. And so you can ambush them and arrow a nice buck or doe. But generally what happens is, because of that influx of bow hunters and small game hunters and waterfowl hunters and people in general going out looking at, you know, the fall colors, a lot of people are intruding in the whitetail's habitat in their backyard. And it takes very little time for especially any mature doe or buck to figure out, it's hunting season. And they just flat hunker down. I mean, they're still there. They don't disappear. They just aren't moving as freely as they normally do. And so hence it's like, the term October lull. It's, in my opinion, man-made. It just happens. And it's went on ever since I can remember. And oftentimes, as you mentioned, weather, you know, is still quite pleasant in the middle of October. Indian summer comes around, or it's in the 70s. You know, it's not unusual to get 70 degree days. This year, been quite different. I was looking at my journal prior to you calling, and of the 13 days I was so far this season, I've been able to go out. It's rained or was blustery, windy, 9 of them. And
wow.
Which limits your chance. But weather has been much more like November than it has the middle of October. And I talk to numerous hunters, dozens of hunters every day from across the Midwest when it's whitetail season, and especially here in Michigan. And the word is, man, things are happening. Bucks are chasing. It's like the first week of November, and I have to concur with that.
You know, we were up in the UP, Tom, speaking of Tom Nelson here from the American Archer, on Wild Michigan. We were up in the UP last week. We got snow. We got snow, a week ago Sunday. And it was cold. It was windy. It was weird for weather. But we saw what was strange is we were out, you know, a lot of the back roads of the UP. we saw a lot of deer activity midday, late morning to early afternoon. I mean, it was no surprise to slow down for activity crossing the road and things getting out and moving, which is, to me, is odd because normally, you know, in the summertime, you'll see that on occasion. But as much as we saw it, even there, you know, it was surprising to see that much activity.
Yeah. And what I'm seeing a lot of, Duran, I'm, as you know from our long friendship history, I'm a big fan of making mock scrapes. I utilize the Conquest lures in them, and I have great success having bucks take them over and enlarge them, and I've shot a lot of nice deer over them. This year, they went wild. They've destroyed the mock scrapes I've been making. I was in a spot yesterday that I was looking at, and a mock scrape I put down the very first October is bigger than my kitchen table at home. And the cameras are showing a lot of bucks using them. And they do this time. They're making a lot of scrapes, but it looks more like November. I mean, they're tearing them up. I watched four bucks here a few days ago, four bucks, all just one was a decent one. The others were doing it all on the same doe. And I mean, they were on her. They were chased. She was definitely in heat. They were after her. And that's a rare sight in Michigan in mid-October. But they were going after them. Another buddy of mine shot a real good 10-point yesterday morning right on a doe. He had to just about scream at it to stop it to shoot it. But he said he was after it. So, again, a lot of November activity in mid-October. That's what I'm seeing. That's what other hunters are.
Tom Nelson, our guest here, being brought to you by Conquest Sense, the hotline. Conquest Sense, makers of VS1 and, of course, Evercomb. Tom, I want to talk about your scrape making, how you're doing it, because we've had different people, you know, that make their own scent and things of that nature. But how are you doing it to get these deer in?
I've been making mock scrapes before they were, you know, it was popular, I guess you'd say. I've been bowhunting 45 years, and we could do a whole show on how I got started and such. But I'm a big fan of them. And I start out, I'll make even some in September. You know, bucks, they're, you know, the minute they get hardhorn, they're starting to put little scrapes here and there. But I go in. The location is key. You got to have that overhanging branch. It's got to be, you know, in a visible spot. And I'll go in there. I'll take my scrape maker tool that your sponsor Conquest makes, which is a real key. Dig up an area under an overhanging brush, and I start by applying a little bit of Evercomb to it, and I'll do a little Evercomb. I'll do, as the season progresses a little bit, like some rutting buck in it. Again, a Conquest scent that they go wild over. And then I'll morph into VS1 here. Actually, you can start using it right now. But it's all, you know, the thing is, you've got to sell that scrape. It's got to look natural. You got to get in there and throw the dirt around like you're a buck scraping it. You got to have that overhanging branch. You twist around. And I leave a signature in every scrape, which is that foot, that hoof mark that buck leaves as he's walking away. And every buck does it. Every scrape should have it. And part of using that scrape maker tool, it has that hoof on it. You bend down, press that print right into your scrape, and, man, it looks like the real McCoy. And again, I always say, you've got to sell your scrape. And then other bucks see it, and they just go crazy, and they think another buck's in the area. They pick up that scent, and they enlarge it. They use it, and the does, and then it just gets crazy. Like I said, they turn into the size of the hood of my pickup after a little bit.
That's awesome. Tom Nelson, our guest here on Wild Michigan. We're going to talk more with Tom in a little bit, because I know you're at camp right now, and you're the driver, the picker of people today. A little rain up there today during our record day, but you know, and you get to that point too, you know what, we've got so many days of rain, it's like we've got one day of decent weather than 2 days of rain, which makes difficult for my lawn as well. But whole nother subject right there, not one we're going to cover on Wild Michigan, but we're going to talk more with Tom Nelson coming up here in a couple of seconds on the Michigan Talk Network.
In this smoky atmosphere, you press that bottle to your lips, and I wish I was your beer.
You You can send your suggestions, comments, or questions to us here via email at outdoormailbag@gmail.com. Now, back to Wild Michigan.
Turn the quiet up, turn the noise down, let this old world just spin around.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez. Being brought to you by the United Deer Farmers of Michigan. Check them out, thetruthaboutcwd.com. They're putting lots of time and effort, not only into their own facilities, okay, their own hunting and service facilities, but into the whole herd in general here to make sure that, you know, the research for CWD is done and done correctly, putting a lot of money into it because it affects all of us and not just them. Our good friend Tom Nelson, host of the American Archer on the Outdoor Channel, joining us right now. And Tom, you've got trips coming up out west, but we've been focusing here on Michigan. Now, look, I know photosensitivity, length of daylight, temperature has all of this stuff that triggers these animals into their typical cycles. And physically, it's just natural. But, I mean, seriously, though, what the hell's going on with everything going on so early?
Well, you know, you're 100% correct. I mean, it's all about the shortening of the days and such that triggers, truly triggers the rut. But what I think we're seeing, Duran, is the fact that these temperatures, this weather is much more like November. So I think these bucks, the does, everybody's more comfortable moving now. You know, they've got those heavy winter coats on already. You know, they're prepped for the bad weather coming in. And if it's 70 out, and nice, they're lazy, just like people, and aren't out moving normally. Well, this blustery, ugly weather is very conducive to deer movement. Plus, they have to feed longer, you know, just to create energy to stay warm. And so they're just out and about, and it doesn't bother those bucks in this weather to be cruising and things. So you're seeing that extra activity. And I believe there's probably always some does that come in early, and we just don't see the bucks chasing them because it's too warm and they're doing it after dark and it's happening, but we're not seeing it. But with what's going on now, these colder temperatures, I mean, I had 28 degrees on my little thermometer on my backpack the other morning and a heavy frost. And so those deer are very comfortable moving later in the day, earlier in the afternoons, and we're seeing that activity that oftentimes is under the cover of darkness.
You know, Tom Nelson, our guest here on Wild Michigan, Tom, what we're seeing, and look, this year has not been the most normal of years. Let me just throw that out there. You know, I mean, call me kooky, but with everything that's gone on,
yeah,
I really think there's a lot more activity because so many people are still off of work or working in a position that they have more time to get out. So, I mean, add that factor in with movement and scent and everything else heading into the woods. I can only imagine those poor things just freaking right out right now.
Yeah, and it makes a big difference. And we all have to remember, those bucks are ready now. I mean, if a doe comes in the heat, and, you know, the majority of them, vast majority of them, won't happen now for another, till after Halloween. But those bucks are ready, so if there's, you know, one doe that's in the neighborhood and comes in the heat, you know, the game's on. All the local boys are going to be looking for. And so you see that when it happens. And like you said, human encroachment, you know, that fact that there's a lot of hunters out there right now, as you said, I know many that, you know, aren't working right now that are hunting every day. It all, you know, makes a difference.
I want to talk real quickly, Tom, about hunting in the rain. I mean, I'm not talking like downpour, sideways, little tiny stinging rain, as Forrest Gump would say, but just a general rain. Look, I've done it. I've been successful at it. And why, you know, tell me why it wouldn't be a good idea to hunt in the rain.
And I'm with you. If it's misty, on again, off again, light rain, I'll hunt it. Deer seem to like it. I've seen a lot of bucks in conditions like that. Right after it rains, the bucks want to go tend their scrapes. But the negative side of it, when you're bow hunting, is unless you're very fortunate, you're going to have to, you know, blood trail that animal, which could travel 100, 150, who knows how far. And if it's raining hard, boy, it takes mere minutes to wipe out that blood trail that you oftentimes have to have. Otherwise, you're searching for that needle in a haystack. So I'm real funny about weather conditions if I'm going to go hunting. If it looks like I'm going to have some trouble, I just don't go out. As a matter of fact, umpteen dozen times during my career, I've actually got down from a stand because it started raining, not because I was afraid to get wet, but I didn't want to, you know, arrow at whitetail and then have no blood trail to go after it. So I think that's just the ethical thing to do.
Right. No, I get it. Like I said, one of the best deer I've taken was in a light rain, and fortunately it didn't go far. So, you know, it was one of those things. It's a good hit, 20 yards done. Just lucky it was in thick, but you know, we still pulled it out. But
yep.
I've always, it's, you know, like turkey hunting is, I know it's a totally different thing to hunt in the rain, but I've done that. And I've just always tried to take that advantage. If it's a light rain or like a mist, to go out, and try and, you know, and have that one up when, you know, most people aren't out.
Sure.
But
and I want to throw out there again, when it quits, if you have it rains all night and it's still, you know, it lets up at dawn or shortly after it rains in the morning and in the afternoon, those bucks, especially from here on out, they want to go freshen up those scrapes. They go back out and are going to check them. I mean, hunting right after rain is a really good time, that afternoon, that next morning, because they do. They want to go in there and re-hit those scrapes that have been, you know, wiped out pretty much from the rain. So, you know, take advantage of that and think about it. The woods might be wet, but they're quiet. You slip in and out. That rain's washed away your scent. There's a lot of good, positive benefits to hunting after a rain.
Tom Nelson, our guest here on Wild Michigan. Tom, was it South Dakota and Texas lined up and ready to go?
I'm heading to Kansas first, North Dakota, then Texas. Yeah, bing, bing, bing. So.
Well, at least Texas looks to be a little warmer. North Dakota, right?
Well,
about now,
yeah.
I'm a little scared.
Yeah, North Dakota's always a bit brisk, to say the least. And Kansas normally isn't too bad, you know, Halloween time, but the long-range forecast has it quite cold, just like the rest of the country. So, I'm all about that. I'm good with it. I mean, I'll dress appropriately, and that'll get the deer moving. So I'm all giddy about it.
Oh, I bet. And you know, and you've had a year to kind of look back, and now you're getting out. And again, I'm really happy to see that you are getting out there, and getting back to what you love.
Well, I appreciate that more than you know, my friend.
And a couple of weeks ago, just to update you. We celebrated our 14th anniversary show, and you've been a part of that since the very beginning, and we cannot thank you enough.
Gosh, you're aging me. Where is the time went?
Dude,
but
I know,
let me just say this. Congratulations for a job well done.
Well, thanks, buddy. It's because of lots of great guests, man. That's all I can say. And you definitely being one of them. But I know you've got to get going, and I told you I would get you out at this time. So go be the designated picker-upper and have a great season, man. We look forward to a lot of great photos to share with our listeners.
Thank you so much, and it's always a pleasure, Duran.
Absolutely, Tom. Our best to your family, and safe travels, man.
Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you so much. Tom Nelson, host of the American Archer on the Outdoor Channel, longtime friend of myself and the show, and always great to catch up and learn from absolutely one of the best in the business. So more coming your way. We're going to talk a little bit about guns coming up here on Wild Michigan on the Michigan Talk Network.
To everyone that has served this great country, keeping us free to enjoy the great hunt, thank you. From Duran Martinez and Team Wild Michigan.
I'm just trying to be a father, raise a daughter and a son, be a lover to their mother, everything to everyone.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez. Thanks to our good friend Tom Nelson, the American Archer from the Outdoor Channel, joining us here today, as he has for the past 14 years. Our friendship goes back a long time, man. Tom is one of these guys that you can talk to time and time again and learn something. He always, and you could ask him the same question, and you might not get the same answer because he has learned something, in turn, passes along to us, and we are very, very grateful for that. And thanks to our friends at Conquest Sense for being on board with not only Tom, but with us, and we appreciate that. Also, United Deer Farmers of Michigan and our good friends at Not Just Guns, Cedar Street at 127 in Mason. And this is going to be the spot where I'm going to be hanging out on the big Tuesday, Election Day. I'm going to be broadcasting live with Classic Rock 94.9 WMMQ. And it's a whole weird thing. I'm just going to say that, how I'm doing this for them. And but most importantly, I'm doing it for Not Just Guns. And Mike Green from Not Just Guns joins us right now. Mike, how are you, sir?
I'm great. How are you doing today?
Doing good, man. I'm excited because I'm going to be out there broadcasting live at your place. And it's going to be fun. So we're going to get to see the people out there, have you on with us, and you know, kind of press the flesh, if you will. And and so let me ask you, because this is something, you know, I could ask Dave Hodges, our sales guy, but I got to ask you. You've got two important days that we're doing live broadcasts with you, one of which is on Black Friday, which I get, but Election Day, it's a pretty important election. I will say that. Vote for whoever your conscience tells you to vote for. That's the most important part. But I am a Second Amendment guy. I am a guy that believes firmly in the Constitution of the United States, the fact that we are able to and allowed to carry firearms, saying that we've led a good life and we have followed the laws and obey those things. And again, the Second Amendment is a right for those who have not committed felonies and the like. Okay, so, you know, good law-abiding citizens doing good things with firearms, which is more the case than the media will ever have you believe. But, Mike, it's an odd day to do a live broadcast. I'm not saying it's a bad day. I think it's pretty important.
Well, I think it's a way we can show our support. We're going to run some specials and do some things for those that, you know, stop by, get out and vote, come in with your sticker. And, you know, we're going to run some fun things, some specials, some deals. We're going to have you out here. We'll make it a good time. But it's just another way that we can show our support to the 2A community. And, you know, to be a U.S. citizen is a crazy thing at this time right now. Pretty tumultuous out there.
It is, you know, and as a multiple gun owner, I'll just say that. You know, I've been around guns, firearms my whole life. It's not been a mystery to me. Safety with firearms is a paramount in my house and has been, again, since birth. We've always had firearms in our house. And for those who are new to firearms, those who want to experience a firearm, you know, own them, and pick something out. Mike, you and I have talked about this before. Sometimes it can be overwhelming to walk into a gun store and say, hey, I want to buy something, but I don't know what I want. And finding someone who will fit your needs and your comfort level is very important. And that's what I've always said about you guys. And it's not because you pay me, it's because it's the truth.
Absolutely. It's just like anything else. It's a tool, and it's a tool for a job, and we want to help you not only find the one that's right for you, but we also want to do it without, you shouldn't have to buy anything extra. You know, you don't need to spend an absolute ton of money these days to buy a good firearm, whether it's for home defense, whether it's for concealed carry, whether it's for target practice, whatever your need is, it's a tool for a job. And the biggest thing, if you have to come in here 10 times and hold every gun that we have 10 times, well, that's our job. And I would rather see somebody not make a snap decision and buy something. I'd rather have them come in 2 or 3 times and spend an hour, hour and a half working with them. And maybe they work with a different one of us and get a little different approach at it from everybody. But the biggest thing is finding the right tool for the job. And if I can save you a few bucks while doing it, that's even better yet.
Mike Green from Not Just Guns joining us here. Mike, I want to put into this conversation a conversation I had with a young man yesterday. He wants to get back into archery. He first question out of his mouth, it says, what brand bow do you recommend? And I was like, well, okay, you want brand? I'll give you my answer. This is a Michigan company, a Michigan bow. This is what I like. And I said, but first you need to find out what fits you, what fits your budget, and what you're going to use it for. Okay. So, I mean, his dad doesn't hunt. He wants to get back into bow hunting, and finding a firearm is the same way. You know, you may have a buddy that swears all day long by Glock, but that might not fit you.
Correct. Absolutely. And unfortunately, a lot of times there's good information given to us from our peers, our friends, our family. Everybody has that one uncle or best friend's dad or somebody that is a gun guy. And, you know, and opinions are like anything else. The best thing to do is to come in and put them in your hand. Let's see how they feel. See if you can operate the controls without breaking your grip. Can you function the gun? Is it easily functionable? Because if it's not, under stress, you may not be able to do that. So there's a lot of things that we're looking at. And then obviously we want to keep it in your budget. Not everybody wants to spend X, Y, and Z. They might want to be at A, B, and C. So there's a process to it. And to be honest with you, that's my favorite customer to work with, is somebody that comes in and it gives me a chance to be an ambassador to a new person in looking for a firearm for maybe the first or second time. I can be an ambassador to the 2A community by spending that time with them and giving them information, not trying to push them into a gun that I may like or he may like or she's been told or whatever, if that makes any sense.
Mike Green is our guest here. And I think back, you know, I can't remember the show, Mike, but I remember there's a TV show. Somebody walked in and said, you know, I want a gun. I want something to carry. What do you carry? This guy pulls out this hand cannon from behind his waist, puts it on the counter. And he goes, "That's what I use." And honestly, I think the look was so genuine from the actor that, you know, it might have been an actual surprise. And again, that's something that you're going to see. People are going to say, "Well, you know, I got to have this one because my dad says this is the best gun I got to have."
Yep, and it happens quite a bit. A lot of times a couple will come in, and maybe sometimes it's the female in the relationship or maybe it's the male. But either way, the spouse or significant other, in the back of their minds, kind of got an idea of what they would like them to have. And it's a very delicate tightrope to walk to not offend one of them while trying to give good information and unbiased information to the other. And sometimes they end up with a completely different brand or model, and it's because it's a better job. It's a little harder sell that way, but at the end, you know, it's about the person that's going to be using it, getting that right firearm, that right tool for the job.
Absolutely. Mike Green, Not Just Guns. We are going to be broadcasting live there coming up on Election Day. And, again, man, we're your I Voted sticker, and, you know, we'll have some great deals, some great specials out there. And Mike, there's some things that happened today, recording day, that we'll share here in a couple of minutes, something that I thought was very interesting that falls into your category here in a couple of minutes. But, again, I really want to get this out that we're going to be out there broadcasting live, which I'm excited about, and that will be on November 3rd. I'll be out there broadcasting live with the Classic Rock Station here in Lansing, and it's going to be a fun time, and, again, looking forward to seeing everybody out there. And Mike, I got to tell you, I drive by on occasion because I don't live too far from you guys in Mason. And it doesn't matter what day. If it's auction day, which is a Wednesday, and the following Thursday, you guys are lined up. But you guys have a lineup out there every day, and it's amazing.
We do. We're blessed. We're blessed to have a great group of customers, and a lot of them travel quite a distance to come see us. Unfortunately, we still got some state health regulations that we need to follow, and we've got a couple neighbors that like to hold us accountable to those numbers.
yeah.
So we want to do everything what's right for the customer, our community, and we're trying to follow those guidelines for the best we can. So unfortunately, there are times when we have a line just because we can't get everybody in. We are working on that. I do have a new facility right next door to us that I just, we're getting ready to do a grand opening on, a new training facility. And I think that'll give us a place to put those people as the inclement weather comes.
All right, Mike Green, Not Just Guns, here on Wild Michigan.
Hey, this is Nick Munch of Michael Waddell's Bone Collector, and you're listening to my main man, Duran Martinez, on Wild Michigan.
Rifle in a gun rack, hanging in the back glass. Buck knife on my belt, ain't no lamp for sale around here.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez. Our website, wildmichiganradio.com. You can follow us on Facebook as well. We share a lot of stuff on there, and would love to see your pictures. Love to see what you've got going on. If you've got waterfowl, or if you've taken some fish out in the lakes or the rivers, like my good friend Mike McGarry, and that awesome king salmon he brought in the flies only section of the Paramark cat. Beautiful fish. You can see that up on our Facebook page as well. Want to thank our friends at Conquest Sense, also United Deer Farmers of Michigan. And with us now, Mike Green from Not Just Guns, Cedar Street at 127 in Mason. I'll be there on November 3rd from 10 to noon. Bring your voting sticker in. Let us know you voted, and we'll take care of you, man. We'll take care of you anyway, but might have a little extra coming your way. But real quickly, before I get back to Mike, I want to talk because, again, the Second Amendment is so important to not only the people that listen to this show, but the people of everyday life. The fact that we can have firearms, to carry firearms and the like. Michigan being an open carry state, and the Michigan Police Chief's leader saying the open carry ban at polling places is not based on law, and that Michigan Police Chiefs warned that their officers won't be able to enforce Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson's ban on openly carrying firearms at polling places on Election Day because the edict is not based on law, okay? That was a personal, I don't know, I want to put this the right way because attack is a little too media for me, but it was her saying, no, you can't open carry to a polling place, and the police chief saying, yeah, you can, because we are a open carry state, and it does not follow under the Second Amendment and does not follow under Michigan's Constitution that you are unable to carry openly at a polling place. Do what you dig, man. That's what I'm saying. As long as it's legal, you're a law-abiding citizen, do what you dig, okay? And the proof is there. That cannot be enforced. So there it is in a nutshell. I just thought I'd throw that out there because I thought it was a very important bit of news during this very difficult and tumultuous election time. But now that I'm on the topic of open carry and concealed carry, Mike Green's my go-to guy about this stuff because, look, I mean, he's not just in the business of firearms and the like to make money. There's a passion there, and that's so evident when we talk to you, Mike. We've talked a little bit about daily carry accessories in the past. I think the last time we talked to you, and now that, believe it or not, it's coming. Christmas is going to happen in 2020, regardless of what anybody says. and gifts. You know what? Gifts of ammunition or gifts of like accessories could be very important because we know how difficult already ammunition is to get. But, you know, other things, there are other things that we might like, and you guys have all that stuff there.
We do. We try to carry a wide variety, and we change throughout the year as seasons change and things change. The EDC or everyday carry, you know, knives, keychains, wallets, day packs, backpacks, firearms, holsters, you know, less lethal options for some of those. We have maybe daughters, sons in places that can't carry firearms. You have pepper spray, pepper ball guns. There's a whole wide variety of things for men, women, and all ages for everyday carry. It doesn't always have to be a firearm or a weapon.
You know, and that's true. I mean, look, it's like little things. I mean, a stocking stuffers, if you will. And I'm sorry I'm talking about Christmas in October, all right? I'm sorry. But the music's already started, so I might as well jump on this thing.
That's right.
You know, find out, you know, kind of casually find out what your person shoots or whatever, and maybe, you know, ammunition, excuse me, can be a great gift. I mean, it might be a little heavy for the stocking, but again, you know, it's the things like that that people don't think about that sometimes are the most important.
They are, and I think people forget sometimes that you take any shooter and get them a box of ammunition, I guarantee it'll be one of the best gifts they get. They will always appreciate somebody that took the time to get them a box of ammo, because every shooter, what do we all need? Ammunition. So that's a great one.
It's one that, believe me, until I had conversation with you today, I never thought of. But and you can never have too much. It doesn't go bad unless, you know, it's met with the elements or whatever. But it's something that's important, especially to a shooter like myself on a budget.
Right on. And we all know ammo prices have crept up as supply and demand. It's gotten harder to get. If you don't know your shooter's caliber or preference, you can also do a gift card. You know, let them get no shooter of any age is going to be upset if they get a gift card to the gun store. I guarantee it.
That's almost,
you can
like,
always go that route.
That's almost like permission to go crazy. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
You know, It's fortunately I've got a fantastic wife, and she's probably won more guns than I have in my life. So, you know, by default, she has quite a few. But it's never been, you know, well, you're not going to buy that, are you? It's just, do I get one?
You know what I mean? Right.
So that can be expensive, too.
And I'll tell you that, to be honest with you, it is so nice to see the amount of couples that come in, and they shoot together, they shop together. We know them both equally well. It's hard. It gets really hard around the holidays to hide one thing from the other. They have separate accounts. We have to get creative sometimes because they're so into it together. And it makes us feel good to see that, you know.
Now, another thing, speaking with Mike Green from Not Just Guns, and the name implies that specifically because you are not just guns, but you talked about your selection of knives. You've got a very nice selection of knives, either folding out the front knives, which is a term I learned from you, which is very good, and things like that. And those are the smaller things that you can purchase that guys, gals love.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And you don't have to spend an awful lot of money. We carry, all the major brands. We try to carry stuff for everybody's budget, and we can special order and have it here in a day or two. So if there's something that just isn't that right color or size, you know, we're willing to work and get you what you want. But we do carry a wide variety of all the major brands, from the automatics to the folding, just about anything, hunting knives, pocket daily carry, everything, and all that is encompassed in the world of knives.
Now, make sure you pick us up on the podcast. If you missed any of this, hit us up on our website, wildmichiganradio.com. We got our podcast link right there. You can pick it up absolutely free. Mike Green, Not Just Guns, joining us right now. As we are looking forward to November 15th, firearm deer season here in Michigan, the line below 57, the short straight wall cartridge rifles are very popular now. And how is your stock of those doing?
Believe it or not, we're still holding our own. We've been very blessed. We've got real good relationships in the industry right now, and we're still getting inventory. We're about a day and a half behind on checking inventory in, so it's coming in extremely fast. It's just not a lot of choices. So most of that stuff is allocated. They call with a list. We take what we want off the list. We've got 350s and 450s in multiple models. But we do not quite have the variety that we've had in years past. The luxury of having 30 of this rifle, 30 of that rifle, that's just not there. So they come in and they go quickly, but we do have a good variety. The 350s really gained a lot of traction this year.
Now, one last question. Mike Green from Not Just Guns joining us here on the show. Mike, the auctions, how are the auctions Wednesday night doing?
They are crazy. So we, to us, a 600-700 item auction was huge. Now we are averaging over 1,000 items every Wednesday. I believe there's about 1,150 items on there for today.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know how you guys do it, man. I'm glad, first of all, that you're expanding, when we'll talk about that more, hopefully, on Election Day, when we're there broadcasting live from 10 to noon at Not Just Guns. But I don't know how you're keeping up, man, and how's the employee situation doing with that? Because it seems everybody's looking, and I know you guys were even looking at one time.
We are, and I'm still looking for one more key player. I'm honestly looking for another part-time person, and I'm looking for a full-time person. It's hard to find. It really is. We're a fast-paced place, and if it wasn't for the help of my staff, their family to me, those guys and girls make this place go. It's them that deserve the credit. It really is.
You can find all that information out at notjustguns.com. Check out the Wednesday night auctions. Also, any questions you may have, man, give them a call. And Mike, and I appreciate the last-minute opportunity to talk to you today because I know how busy you are, and for you to carve out 20 minutes of your day is super important to me, man. I appreciate it.
Hey, anytime. We're a pleasure. It's our pleasure to be here. We're glad to help with anything we can.
All right. Tuesday, November 3rd, 10 to noon. I'm going to be there at Not Just Guns broadcasting live. Going to be a great time. Looking forward to seeing you there. And you know what? I'll probably have some Wild Michigan t-shirts to give away as well. I got a whole bunch of those from our friends at the Job Shop. Some good guys over there. And we'll get y'all taken care of with all kinds of freebies and some great deals on firearms. Mike Green, thank you so much. Also, thanks to Tom Nelson, the American Archer, for joining us in the first part of this hour. Thanks to our friends at Conquest Sense, makers of VS1 and Evercallman, also United Deer Farmers of Michigan. Check us out online, wildmichiganradio.com. We are Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez. More coming your way next.